As the fallout from the horsemeat scandal continues, the world's biggest food company, Nestlé, is the latest to take its meals off the shelves. On this occasion, in Italy and Spain. Back here in the UK, our food retailers have agreed to continue updating the government every 3 months on the results of DNA testing of their processed beef products. Paul Kelly, he's head of external affairs at ASDA, and he was at the meeting.
I think we've got a lot of test results back. We're going to have another set of test results on Friday. We're looking at the areas in terms of products that were the ones where we thought we had the greatest levels of risk, and on Friday, 99% of those came back negative. Then I think we're in a good place.
These supermarkets said they will release more results by the end of this week and will have a final declaration sometime next week. But will it be enough to restore the confidence of the consumer? Michael Littlechild is the director of Good Corporation, which helps companies assess how ethical their business practices are. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mickey.
Do you think the supermarkets were wrong-footed on this one?
Oh, very much so. I think they reacted quite slowly to what they hoped probably when it came out in the first place to just be a few odd sort of rogue incidents that might affect a few supermarkets. But it's not just that they've reacted slowly to this latest crisis. I mean, they've been behind on their promises for many years. After all, they've been telling us that their brands can be trusted, good food, good with food, and slogans like that. And actually, they haven't been checking a lot of the meat products that we thought they were.
Because one's been checking, have they? I mean, that's the whole point. The supermarkets have been happy to just chug along, and it seems so the food agencies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think they've just woken up to the fact that nobody actually was testing authenticity. They were focusing on obviously things that were fit for human consumption, although they've let us down on that as well. But no one was actually worried about whether what was in the product, which was what's said on the wrapper. And after all, following the BSE crisis of some years ago now, we were told a lot about traceability was a very important thing, and we could trace it all back to the farm. What wasn't clear is that they were just talking about fresh meat products, the chopped up meat that you cook yourself, and they weren't talking about all the meat that's in their ready meals and their processed food.
Well, there's certainly a lot of catching up being done at the moment. I mean, and some companies such as Iceland have been quick to blame other parties such as local authority customers. We've seen some sort of commitment to a regime for testing for the future, but is that enough?
Well, frankly, if you start blaming your customers, it's a bit of a sort of a desperate move, I would say. I mean, if I go and buy a kettle from a hardware shop and it electrocutes me the first time I make a cup of tea, I don't expect my supplier to say, you know, we shouldn't have bought a cheap kettle. I mean, that I think is a fairly unconvincing move, not one that's going to convince the customers at all.
But at the same time, I mean, the government seems to be saying that, you know, it's the fault of the supermarkets. You have to take responsibility for this and tell consumers what you're doing. I mean, is that right? Should they have done it sooner?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I don't remember the food industry any more than any other industry screaming out for more regulation and tighter controls. If you're going to go down the route which is shared by the industry and by the government of less regulation and fewer regulators, then I'm afraid you've got to take the responsibility for yourselves. I mean, you've made the promises to the customers, so you've got to actually do the checks and do the cleaning up of your supply chain. It enables you to honour those promises and get us to respect that trust.
Michael, what we've seen in the past is, as we know, well-known food chains, clothing chains have been had up for using and exploiting, in some cases, child labour or others who are paid less than the going rate of a few cents a day overseas. They've been made to look at their supply chains. Why aren't the supermarkets doing the same thing, do you think?
Well, they kind of have on their clothing side, but of course supermarkets sell everything these days, and I just think that the complications of the supply chain for these meat products are just bizarre in the extreme. If you trace a sort of their ordering and supply chain processes across about six countries, it reminds me of those financial products that go through six tax havens, and by the time they arrive in the UK, nobody can quite remember what's in them. They've just been remiss in this, I think, and it's something that now they've got to work very hard to do to regain the trust. If they do the right things and if they put everything in process and it looks as though now they've got the right ideas and so that these incidents don't occur, I think they'll get back on track quite quickly. The consumers normally show themselves to have quite short memories.
OK, Michael, many thanks for that. Michael Littlechild there, who's Director of Good Corporation.